This week on Sports and Stuff, a special Father's Day edition of the show as I talk about how my Father's Day was and hopefully yours as well. I'll talk about the latest with baseball and whether or not there will be a season this summer. And I'll also give some attention to a very popular set of YouTube videos on the internet. What is this about, you ask? Well, you're going to have to listen and find out. All this and plenty more coming up on this edition of Sports and Stuff on EPRN.
Too much buzz in the air. Listen in to What's the Buzz on EPRN. Sit back and reflect with tunes from the good old days on Reflections, hosted by Cedric Clark on EPRN. Be sure to rock on with Everyone's Rock. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network has a variety of podcast radio programs for listeners all across the globe. Take the journey, the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H., or awaken and take notice to the events in your communities with Purposely Awakened, hosted by Naomi Bondman. Hang out with the gents and listen to the Elite Gents podcast. And for better results, listen in to Revealing Better Results. For sports, check out Foltzy's Corner, Sports and Stuff, hosted by John Meisner, and PSA, Prodigy Sportative Attestations. Tell a friend and listen in via EPRN's web app at app.eprn.us and listen in online at www.eprn.us.
Welcome to Sports and Stuff, everybody. Happy Father's Day out there. Hope everyone had a great Father's Day weekend, and happy summer, too. We officially begin summer right now as we continue on here in the month of June on Sports and Stuff. I'm John Meisner. Hope you're all staying safe out there, enjoying the start of summer, and hope you all had a great Father's Day with all the dads out there. I had a nice day with my father. We went out to lunch at Applebee's with my mom and my brother, and me and my brother gave him Father's Day cards, both of which were $25 each. I gave him $25 cash that I owed him, so it was kind of his to begin with. but my brother gave him a $25 gift card to Amazon, which he appreciated, which was very nice. So we did a little something, and I hope you spent the day with your father out there, your dad. You know, dads are great. They're the best. Moms do a lot, too, but so do dads. They do a lot for us kids. So, boy, it's been getting hot lately. It's definitely summer has arrived, that's for sure, where I am in New England. So hope you're staying cool out there and trying to, you know, stay occupied as best you can. As we start the show this week, I just got the latest update as far as baseball talks have been concerned and whether or not there'll be a season this summer. Unfortunately, it's not looking good. Things have not gotten any better between the league and the Players Association. The league's latest proposal was that they wanted to have a 60-game season. I mean, they're running out of time, folks. Their days are numbered. I mean, if they don't get something done by the end of this month or within the next week to week and a half, there may not be a season this year. I mean, this would be a historic first and not a good type of first to have, of just not having an entire season. And I talked about this last week. You know, there's the players are just way too selfish about this. I mean, I get that they want to have a season. They want to have, you know, they want the fans to watch baseball. I get that. But the way they're going about it is just wrong. Okay, they refuse to take a pay cut to play a part of a season. And the reason they're doing that is because they want money. They don't do it for the pride of the game like they say they do. They want money, and it's causing a problem. I mean, they refuse to accept the fact that in situations like this, you know, you have to do what's best. And if it means taking a pay cut to do something you love, you know, so be it. You know, I mean, this says that that they care more about money than the love of the game. And it's very sad, and it's making them look very bad right now. They've had enough of Rob Manfred. They've had enough of the whole process. I mean, they just want to get back on the field. I get that. But sometimes in life, you know, you just have to make some sacrifices, and they are not making those sacrifices. They've been very difficult. Rob Manfred and the league have done everything they can possibly do to give the Players Association some type of a deal to compromise. And the players have just gotten so frustrated. I've gotten frustrated watching it. I've gotten frustrated talking about it on this show even. Excuse me. And it's just gotten to the point where I'm sick of it. And, I mean, it's just sad. It's not looking good. Rob Manfred doesn't have a good attitude about it either. I mean, ESPN had a special, I think it was recently, called Return to Sports. And of all the commissioners they had on the network that night, Rob Manfred was the least positive. I mean, he was the most negative about the whole thing. He doesn't have a good feeling about them having a season this year. I mean, this is the commissioner saying this. I mean, when your commissioner, when your boss, when the guy upstairs says, "I don't have a good feeling about our company," that's not good. Okay, this is a multi-billion dollar league, and you don't have a good feeling about it. Well, gee, I wonder why. Okay, why don't you work better with the players, or better yet, why not the players? Just make some sacrifices and put their egos aside and take just a little less of a pay cut. They can't do that, and I don't see that changing. I mean, unless there's a change of heart overnight, which it's not likely to happen. Then we may not have a season this year. I hate to see this happen. I mean, and not to get super negative, but if that were to happen, I mean, this would cause as much damage to baseball in a very similar way that the 1994 strike did. It would cause a lot of significant damage short-term and long-term. I mean, the league's kind of already been on the decline anyway. It's been losing fans because of the pace of the game, which is another issue in and of itself. And this isn't making things any easier. And if there is no season this year, then baseball's going to lose even more fans. And it may be several years, before they get them back. I mean, it took a while after the 94 strike. It caused a lot of damage there. And I think we may see similar, if not worse, results if the season is canceled. I mean, the players are not being cooperative. I don't have any reason to think, unless they have a sudden change of heart, that they are going to come to terms with Rob Manfred and the league. They have shown no signs of that whatsoever. And, basketball and hockey aren't having these kind of problems. They've been willing to work with the league. They're not selfish. Those guys have pride. Okay, I know they're different sports, they're different leagues, different players, but, they are willing to take a pay cut. Why can't baseball look at other leagues and think, why can't we do it like these guys can? I don't understand that. You figure the other leagues would serve as kind of a role model at a time like this, but they're not. Because the players in baseball aren't taking notice of that. They haven't paid close enough attention, I think, because they're either too concerned about themselves or they're just too concerned about the way society is right now, we could get into another discussion about this societal issues, but I'm not going to on this show. But they could be that they're maybe a little too caught up in other things going on too, with the whole race and protesting stuff. And it's understandable if that's on their mind, but there's a time and a place for everything. And when the time comes, you have to talk business. Got to get to work. When the tough gets, not to throw out too many cliches here, but when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And they're not getting going right now. It's not promising. I don't know how much more time they have to make a deal, but it's not a lot. And, seriously, they don't have much time left. Maybe one more offer by the league, and if they don't agree to that offer for a shortened season, whether it's 50 or 60 games, it could get ugly. Just warning you. So, those are my thoughts. As far as to how much damage the league might suffer from this, if there is no season, it will be very detrimental. And may cause more damage than at any other point in its in history, both financially and baseball wise. But as always, I'll keep you updated. if there's any news, I will be sure to post it on our community sports and stuff group page on Facebook. But yeah, it's just it's sad, really. It's not looking good. I wish I had good news to share about that, but I really don't. It's like the players just want to give up and throw the season away at this point. Really sad. Very, very selfish for these players. Really, just their egos matter a lot more than the love of the game, clearly. It's very unfortunate. It's pathetic, really. Shame on them, these players. So anyway, on a happier note, we'll take a break here on sports and stuff. I think I need a minute to clear my head here. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some other happier news. There's a series of YouTube videos I'm going to discuss in just a minute here, and I think you're going to like what I have to say here. It'll hopefully bring back some good nostalgic memories. More sports and stuff after these messages.
Proud sponsor of sports and stuff, Harold's Ice Cream has over 400 original flavors to select from. Best of all, Harold's is kosher certified, no moo or artificial ingredients. Harold's also makes ice cream cakes with real cake centers, and they also ship their frozen treats to customers. Harold's Ice Cream makes treats like frozen yogurt, sherbet, brownies, cookies, pies, and cakes. Harold's does it all to satisfy that sweet, healthy treat craving. They cater events for 70 people or more, and they ship their kosher treats by mail. Call Harold's Ice Cream today at 413-586-9700 and visit harolds.com.
Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. John Meisner here. Hope everybody's enjoying the start of summer and hope you all had a wonderful Father's Day weekend, like I mentioned at the top of the show. I want to thank our sponsors real quick for EPRN, everyone that's been able to still advertise this whole time. Thank you. You know, I know it's been hard for local businesses, so appreciate the help we've been getting. In the next couple weeks on the show, we're going to be having at least one guest on for sure. A woman by the name of Ellen Adair, who is a pretty somewhat famous actress, actually. She's done a lot of television and movies. So she will be a guest in the near future on the show. If not next week, then definitely the week after that. And hopefully, in the next couple weeks, in addition to Ellen, we'll be having a guest on the show who has put together an incredible series of videos about every program that has ever aired on Nickelodeon. Let me tell you about this guy. His name is Greg Stevens. I think he lives in Idaho, if I'm not mistaken, or if not now, then he's originally from Idaho. But anyway, he has made a series of videos on YouTube called Knickknacks. I think I may have mentioned this briefly before, but I'll go into a little more detail about it here. He gives a critical summary, a critical analysis, I guess you could call it, of every program that has ever aired in the history of the Nickelodeon cable network. I am not making this up. Go to YouTube, check this out. It's there. He has gone through every... Well, I mean, he hasn't gone through every show in the history of Nickelodeon yet. He's still got a lot to cover. He's still got a long way to go, but he's well on his way. He's done almost 60 episodes at the time of this recording. He started all the way back from when Nickelodeon launched in the late 70s, 1979 up until, as of right now, he's up to almost to the end of the 80s. Just started getting into Double Dare and a couple of other shows after that. But boy, I gotta tell you, this guy's set of videos is just amazing. I mean, he you know, you think I do a lot of research and preparation before this show every week, and I do, but nowhere near as much as this guy does. I mean, Greg is clearly a very passionate, and you think I'm passionate. I mean, this guy's like 10 times more passionate than I am. Very passionate about nostalgic TV and Nickelodeon. I mean, there's a lot of shows that he's talked about that, as much of a TV junkie as I am, I had never even heard of or ever seen before. I mean, he's not only done, you know, shows that have been Nickelodeon originals, he's talked a lot about imported shows from Nickelodeon, because people may not realize this, but, you know, in the early days of cable, before networks had their own shows, they would get stuff from other places. They would either get reruns or imported shows from other countries. And Greg has gone into a lot of detail about some of those shows from Canada and France and Japan. And my goodness, this guy never stops at it. He never quits working. I think of all the people I've heard and, you know, read about that have covered Nickelodeon, I'd have to say the two best ones are Matthew Klickstein, who, for those that listened to the show, remember I interviewed him a few months ago, author of the Slimed book for Nickelodeon, and Greg. I mean, Greg is just, wow. I mean, even if you don't agree with everything he says, I mean, you have to say, the preparation this guy does is unbelievable. He puts so much time and so much energy into his knick-knack videos in the same way that I do into this podcast. So I can definitely empathize with that, and I can empathize with the fact that he just knows, like, everything about TV, about Nickelodeon. We'll try to get him on the show. I can't promise you anything, but I will definitely try. I've already reached out to him. I'm waiting for hear a response back from him. Would love to get him on the show. So for those that are on the internet and know Greg Stevens or have been watching his knick-knack videos, tell him John Meiser's looking for you. We'd love to get you on, buddy. Love to bring you some exposure and talk some classic TV. And I will also add, I'll give this a quick little plug here. Greg also has not only his knick-knack videos, but he has his own YouTube channel, which these videos are on, called Pop Arena. Pop Arena. You can also support him on his Patreon page. And he's even written a couple books as well, which we'll talk more about if I can get him on the show. But they also cover classic Nickelodeon in even greater detail. So if you ever need a good read and love nostalgia and old TV and entertainment, Greg might be your guy. Even shows that I don't even care about or want to watch, Greg makes them interesting. He's so passionate. He's a factual guy, so I mean he goes through a lot of names and dates and such. But I love how at the end of every video, he always gives his thoughts on the show. And I'll let you watch them just and hear what he has to say. I won't, tell you what he thinks about every show. But I will say that he talks about Mr. Ed. Because he talks about the Nick at Night shows, some of them. Actually, I should say all of them. eventually he'll get to all of them. But he was talking about Mr. Ed not too long ago. And I thought it was so funny. Now, I mean, I gotta say, Mr. Ed was not one of my favorite shows growing up. The one with the talking horse. For those that don't know, it's a show about a talking horse and his owner. But Greg was Greg was funny the way he segued into that. He says, "For those that are listening to the show for the first time, this is the part where I give my thoughts on the show, and I usually go into an organic and very natural sort of explanation. So here's what I have to say. This show effing sucked." I'm like, oh my god. I was ready to just hear, it wasn't one of my favorites. It was okay. No, this sucked. Like, what is wrong with you people? I'm like, damn. Greg, okay. We're in another show here. It's like, wow. He just, he doesn't get that, that angry or that riled up about this. About certain things. I mean, the only things he got kind of annoyed about was Mr. Ed and what he thought about Roger Price, which is one of the creators of You Can't Do That on Television, which aired on Nickelodeon back in the 80s. You can go listen to that, watch that on your own time to hear what he has to say about it. But he did not like Roger Price, and I gotta say, I don't think I do either anymore after hearing what he had to say about him. For those that don't know, Roger Craig was one of the creators of You Can Do That on Television, and one thing he did, which I won't talk all about it, but I'll just say that he was a bit of a pervert and kind of a sick man in a way, because he would make the boys on that show wear dresses. Not just because he was funny or had an offbeat sense of humor, but because, according to Roger Price himself, and Greg covers this, that when he was a kid, I think he grew up in Germany, he went to schools out there in Germany as a kid, and if the teachers didn't like what the students had to say, or they didn't cooperate with them, or they did something bad, they would make the students, especially the boys, wear girls' clothes as a punishment. And apparently Roger, I mentioned this because Roger Price clearly never let go of those feelings. He wanted to see that sort of fantasy or the trauma he experienced as a kid reacted, or I should say acted out for real by the cast of the show. And I just think, looking back on it, I feel bad for the boys on that. That's sick. You know, that's not funny. I mean, you know, the kids didn't enjoy it. I don't even think the audience found it funny, really. Isn't that sad? You know, to see a man who, you know, was good at what he did, don't get me wrong, in television, but to make your coworkers, because that's pretty much what they are, the cast, these coworkers, wear a dress when they were not cooperating just for your own personal amusement, and the fact that he couldn't recover from that trauma in his life. Wow. I mean, come on. That's not how you handle problems like that. You know, if it was so concerning to Roger Price that happened to him and he dealt with that trauma, I don't understand why he couldn't have gotten therapy. I mean, why make others, you know, reenact a personal traumatic moment in your life just for your own sake? You know, if that's not the right way to solve your problems. I mean, there's plenty of services that could have helped them, but did he go to them? No, he took it out on his wonderful cast of You Can't Do That on Television. That's just ridiculous. You don't do that. And as if that weren't bad enough, there were also stories, and again, you know, I won't go on and on all day about this, but the boys on that show were a little bit perverted as well, and they kind of treated it like a almost like a men's club more than a cast of a professional show. But I'll let you listen to it if you're interested. You can go onto YouTube and watch it. But still, it was a little bit of a dysfunctional mess to an extent. You know, the cast has mixed feelings about how it was run, depending on who you ask. But what was nice about that show was the other creator, Jeffrey Darby, also went on to create Double Dare, which, I gotta say, that was probably the best episode that Greg's done so far. Wonderful episode. So many people loved it, including myself. I've got a lot of positive comments on YouTube. You know, I'll talk about this with him if I am able to get him on the show, but I have to disagree with him on one or two things. For one thing, he talks about, he was going through all the versions of Double Dare, the original, Double Dare 2000, and the most recent one with Eliza Coshi. For the most part, I like what he had to say about it. You know, he was great on it, but one thing I did kind of disagree with him on was when he mentioned about Double Dare 2000, they had a Triple Dare challenge gimmick that they threw in there, where they would triple the value of a physical challenge if you wanted to go for it. I mean, it added the risk element to it by adding a wrinkle, you know, that made it harder. But he goes on to say that he thinks that it was okay for them to do that because of inflation and how it just kind of naturally grew that way on its own. I disagree. I don't think that the show really needed that. I mean, it wasn't produced very well to begin with to start, but they didn't need to add that. It was not necessary. He says they, you know, the show was kind of gradually increasing its money value throughout the years. Well, yeah, but it wasn't because it was produced that way. It was just naturally over time. I mean, I don't know. They already increased the money, you know, in the game. They didn't have to do it with the Triple Dare Challenge. I don't know. Just the whole thing was just kind of a nightmare, and Mark Summers didn't like working on that particular revival. But anyway, that's all I disagree with him on. I loved everything else he had to say. It was... yeah, he clearly does his homework, like I said, just so much preparation. I mean, maybe his knowledge is, I don't want to, you know, criticize him, but I mean, it is a little overwhelming, but from a media, and I guess a, you know, a television perspective, He really is very well researched and prepared. I mean, he is just, I've been very impressed with him. And hopefully other people have too. But still, I mean, hey, yeah, if anybody's out there and anybody knows this guy Greg Stevens, let him know. I'm looking for him. But yeah, I'd love to get him on sometime and talk Nickelodeon. That'd be great. And like I said, if you want to support his Knickknacks videos, they're called Knickknacks. It's kind of a cute little name for it too, Knickknacks. he has a YouTube channel. It's called Pop Arena. There's a lot of other stuff's on it too besides Nickelodeon, but yeah, he covers it. He covers a different show about every week and a half or so. He's been doing it for a couple years now, but he hasn't gotten enough exposure as I think he would like. So hopefully that's what I can do to try to help him through this show and our network and all of our many media platforms out there. So hopefully we'll do the best we can here to get him on. But yeah, I just look forward to listening to and watching every new show he talks about. He's already gotten up to like the late 80s. He's covered up. Not only has he covered all the shows, he's really covered, you know, Nickelodeon's history as far as, you know, who ran the network. Originally it was Cy Schneider, then it was Geraldine Laybourne, who really put Nickelodeon on the map with her programming decisions and the kind of look and feel the network changed. Putting on Double Dare was probably what saved the network and really took it to pretty much almost the number one. I mean, that was the landmark show for Nickelodeon. That was its signature show. It put it on the map. It was one of the best, if not the best show in the history of Nickelodeon, just all time, I think. I would say in terms of groundbreaking, you know, landmark shows, you had that, you had You Can Do That on Television, and I guess All That. You know, those were the three, like, big shows that really were generational shows, I think, in their own respective ways. You know, and a lot of other shows were great, too, but you know, they were just shows, you know, whether it be the Nicktoons, which came later, you know, and then the game shows and the live-action stuff and all that. But those three in particular, you know, All That, You Can Do That, and Double Dare were, yeah, they really put Nick on the map, that's for sure. So, if you want to check that out, go to YouTube, it's Knickknacks, and, yeah, Greg does a great job, does his homework, his research, and provides some good witty commentary at times, too. He has a sense of humor, he's got a good personality. So, check it out, Knickknacks, all about history of Nickelodeon. So, before I start rambling on too much more about Nickelodeon, we'll take another break here on Sports and Stuff. We'll come back with more Sports and Stuff after this. Stay there.
MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTwatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTwatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price.
Welcome back to Sports and Stuff, everybody. And to move along here, I want to let everybody know that for those that are listening to this weekly, like you usually do, next week is my birthday. It's coming up on the 27th of June. I'm going to be 29, and, you know, I haven't planned exactly how the day's going to go yet, but I am going to try to see a couple of my friends that day, so that'll be fun. And I'll hopefully get to eat some birthday cake as well. You know, as I'll have more to say about this next week once it's, you know, my birthday's come and gone, but, I'm turning 29, and it's not really a, you know, a milestone birthday. I mean, next year will be a milestone birthday, then I'll be 30. But the other years that pretty much don't end in zero at this point, they're really not that interesting to me. You know, as I've grown up and gotten older, I've begun to understand why adults don't really look forward to their birthdays anymore. because, I mean, you know, people don't like to think of the fact that they're growing old. Everybody wants to stay young forever, even though that's not really possible. But still, you know, it's fun, you know, when you're young and you have your friends over and, you know, you have your birthday cake and piñata and all that stuff. But as you get older and everybody kind of moves on, you know, you kind of almost feel lonely. And if I wasn't trying to make an effort to see my friends, it would pretty much almost be another day on the calendar. The only reason, you know, people have birthdays is, you know, because you kind of have to. You know, it's your day to celebrate being alive. So, I mean, thank God for that I'm alive. But still, it's just, I don't know, it's just, I mean, it's really gotten to the point where, like, every 10 years, I'm actually going to care on my birthday. The other years, they're just like, yeah, happy birthday to me, I'm alive, but yeah, whatever. I'll just go back to what I was doing before. that's literally what it's going to be on, like, every odd year that doesn't end in zero. Oh, it's my birthday. Oh, great. Now, what am I doing here? Okay, I'll get back. And that's all it's going to be. Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. but anyway. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to probably meet up with a couple of my friends, have some fun. but yeah, you know, I got spoiled, honestly. I was born during a very good time of the year. I mean, June's a nice month. You know, it's you know, not everybody has that, unless you're born in the other months of the year. But June is nice. You know, it's right as summer starts, the weather starts to warm up. You get to get out and have fun, do something, you know, like a fun activity, like swimming, hiking, whatever. you know, take walks even. It's nice. Good time of the year to have a birthday. Unfortunately, this comes where, you know, we're still in the middle of a national pandemic, but it appears for now that it's subsided a little bit, so the worst is over. You know, that's one thing I was kind of looking forward to, that, you know, by the time June came around, because, you know, over the last few months, I feel bad for some of my friends who have had birthdays that haven't really been able to celebrate, and I felt bad for kids that were graduating high school or college. But especially, you know, if you're having a birthday, you couldn't celebrate it the way you normally could. You know, just because everybody's quarantined, it makes it harder to, you know, celebrate like that. You know, it's, we live in a different world now, that's for sure. So definitely makes a difference as far as how to celebrate. But I can tell you this, I'm not going to let that stand in my way. I'm not just staying inside and celebrating virtually like everybody else is. No, I'll wear a mask and I'll be safe and wash my hands. I'll be fine. We'll be good, so won't be any issues. Yeah, so I can assure you I will not get COVID-19. Even if I do, here's the thing. I mean, I'm young enough to where I can recover from it, so I'll be okay. Yeah, so anyway, I mean, I haven't really been getting out much anyway, unless I have to. So don't anybody worry, you know, yours truly, your beloved host will be okay. But yeah, you know, I would ask, you know, anybody that's listening out there if you have any ideas for my birthday, but I mean, I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to meet up with a couple friends, probably go out to eat and just kind of wing it more, just kind of take it from there. Yeah, one of my friends is actually, he's actually having a baptism done later in life, but he's having it done for his own personal reasons. I know it'll mean a lot to him for me to be there. And so I'll do that on my birthday, and then we'll just, you know, like I said, kind of take it from there. So that's next week. And, you know, it's nice about, you know, social media is that I always look forward to seeing all the birthday wishes on Facebook. That's always nice. Can't wait to see that next week. And I know my mom always appreciates it when because that's the day I was born. And she remembers every year she's got to go through the whole story about how I was born and how she felt that day. And, like, I've heard it, like, 100 million times. Like, I know it, all right? Just, it's not about you. It's day's about me, okay? Yeah. I mean, I know you brought me into this world, but, I mean, come on. It's my day, not yours. But, no, it's all right. Yeah, your birthday's the one day of the year you can get a little selfish. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, as far as I'm concerned. But you know, like I said, with COVID-19, you know, it's it's been hard for everybody to see everybody on, you know, their friends or family members or loved ones this whole time. And, you know, birthdays are no exception. You know, people haven't been able to meet up with each other, so they've had to postpone a lot of things. And as, you know, my birthday was nearing over the last few weeks, I was really, you know, I was kind of thinking to myself that, you know, and not to sound too selfish, but I was thinking, because I knew things were going to start to open up and, you know, slowly get back to normal. I kept thinking, like, well, too bad these people have their birthday, but hopefully that won't happen to me when I have my birthday, because everything will be opened up. And it's good timing, too, because this week in Massachusetts, indoor dining is going to open up. For those that don't know, who are, you know, local, the next phase of our governor's four-phase plan, I believe, is going to open up this week to allow 25% maximum capacity. So it won't be a full, you know, full house or a full restaurant for the restaurants that do open. But it's nice because since this falls on the week of my birthday, I'll get to go out to eat on my birthday. Yay me! Yeah. Yeah. I not to sound like a jerk, but, you know, when I heard that, you know, people weren't able to, you know, celebrate their birthday, my first thought was, oh, that's too bad. And then my second thought was, well, sucks to be you, because I'll be getting to celebrate my birthday in a restaurant and you won't. So, eh, oh well. Can't have it, you know, can't always get what you want, I guess. Can't have it all. Yeah. So, I don't mean to sound like a horrible person. I think those that know me know that I'm not like that. But anyway. But yeah, anyway, I'm looking forward to my birthday. Hopefully you're all looking forward to getting started with summer. You know, just keep your distance. You know, just wear a mask and wash your hands. And hopefully we'll all get through this together. The numbers have started to go down, thankfully, in some areas. Not everywhere, but hopefully as time goes on, it will. Yeah, this won't last forever. I know it won't. Just trying to stay positive and hang in there. So, that's what I'm going to do on my birthday. And if you have any ideas what I think I should do on my birthday, you can let me know. Not that I think it's necessary, but if you want to throw something out there, I may reconsider last minute, but chances are I probably won't, because I've already kind of made up my mind, and my friends are expecting me to make up my mind and stick to what I'm doing. But if you have any ideas for next year, you know, for my 30th birthday, then you can let me know what you think would be a good idea, if you'd like. And so, on that note, I think we'll take another break here on Sports and Stuff. We'll come back and wrap things up for the week. Stay there.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
We are back, and we don't have too much more to talk about on the show this week. I'll just reiterate what I said earlier about the Knickknacks videos. There are many of them out there on YouTube if you want to watch them, if you're into, you know, if you're actually into that stuff, if you're into classic TV, or if you just like reliving your childhood, want to get your Nickelodeon fill on, you can go to Knickknacks. You can also read this, for those that don't have it, you can also get the Slimed book. It's called, the whole title is a long one, but it's called Slimed, an Oral History Behind Nickelodeon's Golden Age of Television. That's Matthew Klickstein wrote, and we talked about it a few months ago on the show. That's out in bookstores. You can get it anywhere, I guess, on Amazon for a decent price. But hopefully by next week, or definitely the week after, you'll be hearing the voice of Ellen Adair, somewhat of a popular actress in movies and TV, on the show. She's been on a lot of baseball podcasts lately, which is important to point out because we'll be talking a lot of baseball when she's on, hopefully either next week or definitely by the week after. So I will definitely post an update on our group page if we are able to get her on, and also let you know if we can get Greg on as well in the near future. So hopefully by next week, we'll be hearing Ellen Adair on the show. Be looking forward to having her on, and then hopefully Greg sometime shortly thereafter. So in the meantime, check out Greg's YouTube channel, Pop Arena. You can also listen to Nick Knacks on YouTube and support him on Patreon. And support this podcast if you can as well. Subscribe to the app. We're out on multiple media platforms, including Google Play, Apple, Google Podcasts. We're on SoundCloud as well if you want to listen to SoundCloud. And we also have the app out, the Sports and Stuff app. So on all of our media platforms, I continue to add to those as time goes on. Hopefully we'll begin getting onto more media platforms in the future for everybody to listen to. So be sure to listen in and subscribe today. Subscribe to the app and download the show. Check it out. Tell your friends. It's a good show. So for everybody at EPRN and all of our wonderful listeners out there who support this show, thank you very much. Thanks for listening this week, everybody. For everybody involved with this one, I am John Meisner, signing off for the Sports and Stuff program. You've been listening to Sports and Stuff on EPRN and all of our media platforms. Hopefully we'll have Ellen on next week. I will definitely give you an update, like I said. We'll talk to Ellen soon, and we'll talk to you next week, folks, right here on Sports and Stuff. Hopefully we'll have some more positive things to say about baseball. Take care, everybody. Stay safe. And enjoy summer. So long. Bye-bye.